She didn't even think of doing it. She'd forgotten Jake's telepathic cry, had likewise forgotten her weird visit from Roland and her husband. She was as enwrapped as Jay and Straw and Haber and all the rest, enwrapped at this moment of a child's arrival in a worn-out world. Sayre nodded, almost imperceptibly, and Scouther lowered baby Mordred, still wailing and still looking over his shoulder, apparently for his mother, into Mia's waiting arms. Mia turned him around at once, so she could look at him, and Susanna's heart froze with dismay and horror, for Mia had run mad. It was brilliant in her eyes, it was in the way her mouth managed to sneer and smile at the same time, while drool, pinked and thickened with blood from her bitten tongue, trickled down the sides of her chin. Most of all, it was in her triumphant laughter. She might come back to sanity in the days ahead, but
"Bitch ain't never coming back," Detta said,
not without sympathy.
"Getting this far and then getting shed of it done broke her. She busted, and you know it as well as I do." "Oh, such beauty," Mia crooned. "Oh, see thy blue eyes, thy skin as white as the sky before wide earth's first snow. See thy nipples, such perfect berries they are. See thy prick and thy balls as smooth as new peaches."
She looked around, first at Susanna, her eyes skating over Susanna's face with absolutely no recognition, and then at the others.
"See, my chap, ye unfortunates, ye gonics, my precious, my baby, my boy."
She shouted to them, demanded of them, laughing with her mad eyes and crying with her crooked mouth.
"See what I gave up eternity for? See my Mordred. See him very well, for never will you see another his like."